past. They'd been assigned to the same group project in history. Making use of his newcomer status, he'd often asked her questions about Chicago, offering in return his services in math, his best subject. She hadn't taken him up on it as yet, but finals were coming. He had hopes. He made another drink and returned, his nerves pleasantly numbed by the scotch. He took off his headphones. He was feeling more comfortable, proud of the fact that he could hold hard liquor. On the patio, Chaz had taken off the wrap and put on French-sounding accordion music. It was so corny, it was cool, and somehow fit the moment. A spring evening, the air warm at last, the leaves thrusting from the trees again and crowding out the sky. A faint breeze stirred the greenery. Around Brent, the talk turned to cars, then gradually focused on Porsches. He heard his cue and roused himself. The 4S really flies, he volunteered, but tons of repairs, always in the shop. Don't even say the word Porsche to my dad. He drives one? Asked Jonathan. I always see him in that Continental. Back in Atlanta, said Brent, finally sold it. It was the sort of lie that would never be found out, the sort he'd drawn on often. Moving had at least that one advantage. Over the years, he'd grown adept at creating alternate pasts for himself. He glanced to his right and was returned to the present. Brianna was crossing the grass, alone.